on earth would you want to run in a marathon?
To prove I'm a man.
Rosalie, you changed his diapers. Tell him he's a man.
Yes, he's a man. In the way miniature golf is still golf.
Oh, son. Son, how many girls called you today? Zero. No, how many girls called you yesterday? Let me guess. Zero? Well, you know what they say, son. Zero plus zero equals fag. Zero times any other number always equals fag. Think about it, you little mathematician.
Sometimes I try to do things and it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. And I get real frustrated. And like, I try hard to do it and I like take my time, but it just doesn't work out the way
so
I want it.
I didn't recognize that just from the Trump intro.
Dude, so this is a classic.
It sounded familiar.
You heard this a million times, secondhand for me.
Oh, no, man. This is a serious.
Well, welcome to another Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papa Giorgio, with my co-host, the somehow similarly named Will Papa Giorgio. We are here live, as we are every Saturday where the stars align.
Beautiful Fairfax, Virginia.
Toothless Fairfax, as Don and Mike say.
Or is this Rihanna, technically? I think it's Fairfax, though.
There's got to be an address line around here somewhere, man. Hold on. I think it's Fairfax still.
Yeah, I think it's everything, like, east of Gallows Road, is Rihanna.
Really?
Something like that.
Maybe we should ask on the common. They would know that kind of worthless crap. But, yeah, you can listen
about
to us.
Petty rules and regulations.
The song you were ragging on, stating that it, you think it's a drum machine for your money.
Yeah, it's just weird, bitchy white man country.
It sounds, I mean.
And I was just waiting for the verse bitching about the Jew run media.
I'd be lying if I said it wasn't catchy, like, to the point I've memorized it, but I had to hear it every goddamn day for close to a year now, or every weekend.
No, especially if it's something, like, local, dude. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I actually gotta say, the production's not bad.
No, I mean,
for local?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I think, like, the drums and bass and everything is programmed on an effing keyboard.
So like a Casio?
Yeah, like Dale Gribble. The rhythm section.
Propaniacs. But, yeah, so you can listen to us every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern at www.fcac.org/WEBR. The archives are updated pretty promptly within a day or two. They're found at www.inpapasbasement.com. And the yet-to-be-updated Dirty Tissues, the webcomic that stays evergreen, never updated, forever timely.
Are you and Jerry still working on it?
I've done a lot of work on it. Jerry's doing his thing. Considering the labor is
whipped,
it's his at this point. Right. You know, he's got to do that. So it's on him. But it's not an easy haul, the illustrating.
That's true. Well, is he actually doing it?
Eventually, I guess. I mean, he's telling me he will.
Well, he's got done with, like, finals and stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that's what he was shining me with.
Right.
He's like, well, my semester just got over. I can redo the whole website first. And that's what I always loved about Jerry, is never just getting the simple crap out and turning a buck off it. It was always the most fancy designs he could ever come up with.
Yeah.
It's like the Sex Pistols versus Pink Floyd, you know?
Right, yeah.
He's Floyd, and I'm just like, get the F on stage, you tard. Belt out a song. But, yeah, that's DirtyTissues.com, in case you couldn't puzzle that one out. Don't go to DirtyTissue.com. You'll get a surprise there. Not much of a surprise, given the title. You know what it's going to be, but it is wildly different from what my site is.
No, I think both contain guys J-O-ing into tissues.
Yeah, no, Dirty Tissue.
Except one is only a cartoon.
Dirty Tissue is straight porn.
Oh, surprisingly.
Yeah. It's, God, I thought one of the terrorists was at the door for a second. I thought I heard the knob beeping.
This is for the jihad.
Yeah, actually, there's an envelope right here that looks like some mail bomb someone sent in.
Anthrax.
And before the show, like, one of the boards was frying or something. It just started beeping wildly, like, really effing loud, man.
Right.
Like, I thought someone had set an alarm, you know, like an alarm clock going off. Scared the piss out of me for a second. I was like, oh my god, they hate my show and I'm going out.
bummy like Sam Rothstein in Casino.
Yeah, God. Is that the crappiest mannequin work you've ever seen in a movie ever?
Never really paid attention.
Are you seriously?
No, the worst, the one I noticed is Beer Fest when Farva is getting in a fight with Monique.
Yeah.
Have you ever paid attention to that?
Oh, and they're just chucking around a dummy of Farva.
Yeah, but,
right?
Oh no, it's like when he's beating up what's supposed to be Monique, it's just like this average size, like, black dummy, and she's this big fat woman.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm thinking that's part of the gag.
That's what I was thinking, too, because, I mean, the rest of the movie seemed to be, like, fairly high budget, so.
Yeah.
What the F is that?
What is this?
Microphonic feedback.
It's delightful.
Outside our studio.
Oh, someone's dicking off of the mic outside the studio to the point we can hear it in here?
Yeah.
God damn it.
I'm gonna blame it on the immigrants.
Sounded like cats screwing. Jesus, what a horrid noise that was. But, yeah, man, I'll show you the intro to Casino again. It's like De Niro gets in the car. It's pure quick cut to a dummy that's easily 6 to 8 inches outside of his body position, like reclining far more because obviously the dummy can't hold its neck up or then it blows up.
Wow.
It's great. I mean, for a movie of that caliber, it's pretty effing laughable, dude. I mean, I was in shock.
No, I never paid attention, but no, little things like that are funny. Like the dude yanking off at the end of Teen Wolf.
Oh, gosh. Like is he yanking off? It's for those
or
who don't know.
Or just whipped it out and playing with it.
It's like the final scene where
he is like pulling it.
Michael J. Fox. You know, what is it? He's on the basketball team and he turns into a wolf and he wins.
And he hugs his dad.
Yeah, and like maybe 4 or 5 characters away, there's a guy who has his dick out in the whole scene, and like you can't see it at first because he's sitting back, but the girls next to him are obviously
like standing up.
Well, he stands up afterward, like I think to cheer, like yay, Teen Wolf won it all, and his dick just flops out, and you see the chicks next to him cracking up and pointing at his
oh
pack.
Really, I didn't even notice that.
It's two girls next to him see his junk flop out.
I can't believe more people didn't. I
mean, well, that's like one of the great scenes in sneaking crap into a movie. I mean, that is the gold standard. Yeah.
According to VH1, that's number one.
They got it right, man. He pulled out his tool quite...
Yeah, the fact that no one in editing caught that. I mean, there's people whose jobs are just like...
That is their job.
Yeah, to see if like people's watches are showing, stuff like that.
Yeah, you know who was always really good at that was Stefan Pimley.
Really?
Like, even if we were
just watching stuff high.
Yeah.
Like, that'll change like how perceptive you are.
Oh my, that's exactly what happened. We used to always watch HBO, like screwed up on Tussin or smoked up or whatever.
Yeah.
And instantly you'd be like, oh, his watch changed hands. Oh, the scar was on the other side of his face. You know what I mean?
No, stuff always looks like so fake when you're on that. Like, you're just watching a movie set.
I don't know what it was about, especially the Tussin.
Yeah, everything. Like, if you watch news, it looks fake. Like, it looks like you're just watching them and you, like, see all the crap.
You recognize that they're just in front of a crap wall.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas when you're sober, you don't for some reason.
No, it gets
Which is actually
you.
Scarier.
Oh, yeah.
That means you've been conditioned into, like, thinking that's real looking.
It makes you think the dirty potheads are like, you know, this gets me. This gets me an insight, man. It's, God, that was a horrible pothead. That was like 50s beatnik. Pothead, but yeah, man, it makes you think maybe they're onto something.
No, it's true. I mean, it's just TV looks so artificial. I mean, it is.
I know now, like, I'll get baked maybe once every other year at this point. You know, it is not a common occurrence.
I haven't done anything since like 2003, I think.
Really? Yeah. I know,
maybe 2002, actually.
The cough syrup's been easily 7-8 years. Yeah. I was at UVA for that.
God, I'd never do that again.
Really? Oh, I was getting the itch now that I'm lying around all day.
Watching South Park.
Yeah. Yeah, watching South Park, the episode that was a half-hour commercial for cough syrup abuse. But, yeah, I've been like, you know, I'm lying around like a bum right now. Might as well complete the picture.
Become a druggy bum.
A druggy bum in the basement.
Speaking of which, last night, like, the thing we went to, it was actually right next to Ibiza.
I was gonna say, yeah.
It was, like, next door. And, like, I started, like, seeing all these homeless people. I was like, oh, no, not again. I'm getting into another fight.
Well, yeah, last time we were at Ibiza, Will got into it with a hobo.
I was looking to see if I saw that same dude finish him off. upload it to bumfight.com.
Take out the trash. Is Bumfight in legal trouble? Is it even around still?
I don't know.
I think it's down for the count.
No. Is that the guy who appeared on Dr. Phil looking like Dr. Phil?
Possibly. I don't remember that bit. What was that?
It's like, maybe I told you about it. It was this guy, like, it was the head of, like, bumfight.com, and Dr. Phil had him on to explain himself.
Uh-huh.
And he, like, grew out a mustache and, like, shaved the top of his head. So he looked just like Dr. Phil. And, like, he wore the same suit and everything.
He looked like Hank Kingsley, too.
Yeah, and, like, he was on stage, and then Dr. Phil's just like, I don't want to talk to you. Get out of here. And he just had security pull him off
Phil
stage.
Dr. Phil is such a D-bag.
Yeah.
Such a piece of filth. I mean, doesn't he have some skeletons in his closet?
Oh, like, sure.
Yeah, I mean, everyone does, but I think he had some effed up, like, former family or something like that.
Probably banged Oprah to get his show.
Oh, I'm sure he did a little more eating than banging. He went down on that black buffet.
Oh.
God. Yeah. Oh, God, I don't even want to think about that.
I know.
Darkness, everybody!
Going down on Oprah?
Yeah.
Would you for money?
Yeah, for like $1 billion, yes.
I mean, yeah. Well, what would be your price to like have to like, you can cheat on Oprah, but you're kind of her steadman?
Oh, no. See, money isn't Money isn't that important to me, so I'd rather like not.
But we're talking, say you get, like, the equivalent of a $50K salary a year with benefits.
Oh, you'd get more. I mean, you'd be living in a mansion for free.
Well, hypothetically, I'm trying to find out what kind of cheap whore we are at heart. $50K, you got to go down once a week for 10 to 15 minutes.
I like my freedom.
Well, plus, you're
like
free otherwise.
Dependent on anyone. Well, no, you're not, because if you want to, like, do whatever you want, she'll kick your ass out.
No, let's say you're not living there. Like, you're just called. Like, you got to drive down the street to the mansion. You live on your own. You do whatever you want. You just got to drive down the street once a week and do 15 minutes of tongue in the taco.
Maybe. Because then, like, all I'd have to do is, like, go to the gym whenever I want and just F off, so.
Yeah, your life is set other than 15 minutes of pure misery.
Oh, then yeah.
Going down with tears in your eyes, you know what I mean?
I feel more than 15 minutes of pure misery a week as it is.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, man, I do all kinds of horrible crap for money. Nothing too bad, but I mean, you know, you work a 9
work
to 5.
Is pure misery.
You're a whore, yeah. You're a whore that keeps his clothes on working. Nothing more than that.
Nope.
It's simple as that. So, we're just discussing, it's the chili cook-off today, right?
I guess. I didn't even know.
I kind of sprang this on you, because I was supposed to go with Kim Villa, the tall, the older
tall
chick.
Tall married chick?
The
woman with a husband, you mean?
I don't know what you talk about. I don't know if that's divorced now, I'm not sure.
Yeah, who cares?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
Are they doing like the legal but not together thing for financial reasons?
Not sure if it's for the financial. Maybe the papers just haven't cleared yet. She's moved out.
Oh, okay.
So the whole family's out. But I suppose she was asking if
How
I wanted.
How old is she again?
36.
Yeah, that's actually not that old.
No, man.
She's got three kids.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So she had them way young.
When she crapped the first one out?
21.
Ugh.
Like, 21. Hold on, let me do the math. 21, 24, and 26.
Ugh.
All three, yeah, kind of got the vajay clown car going at that point. You ever see that post on my MySpace?
Yeah.
One of Carmen's better finds. It's like a huge family around a real fat broad cradling a baby, right?
Yeah, I remember that. That was actually relatively new. It was like some chick in, you know, what, bum F Midwest had like her 15th kid or something.
Jesus.
So all those people around her are her kids and her husband.
Oh, yeah. It says vagina. It's not a clown car.
Yeah, no, I think that was like her 14th baby or something.
You fat little whore!
She's
and not an attractive woman either, in case you...
No,
couldn't guess.
No, about what you'd expect out of someone.
To run into at the Walmart.
Yeah, the Walmart. Yeah, in, I don't know, South Dakota or not
Des Moines.
Even that. Yeah, Des Moines. Yeah, exactly. South Dakota's
Billings, Montana.
Yeah,
that large.
Too
fat large.
That's too west. Like they're kind of possibly in shape from being on a farm. It's real. It's like
old people.
Indiana, Iowa,
parts of Ohio,
Michigan. These are where people.
Wisconsin.
These are where people are just disgusting in this country.
Fat large.
Duluth, Minnesota.
Fat large.
Why did that kill
fat
me?
Fat large.
I'm just gonna keep hitting fat large while we talk about this.
It's from what was it? Garden State.
You fat little whore.
They referenced Duluth.
Yeah, I remember, like, when he threatens him with some other, like, actor who wants his waiting job, like, sends a headshot with his application.
He's yeah, like, if you're at the very beginning.
Yeah, he's like, if you're late one more time, he's like, Han so-and-so from Duluth, Minnesota gets your job. He just holds up, like, this glossy, like,
yeah,
headshot.
Yeah, black and white, yeah.
Yeah, like Leo and Mel have.
He's dressed like, I remember that gig. He's dressed like a Chinaman, to use the proper.
No, I thought he was just, like, dressed up, but he had eyeliner on for some
was
bizarre
that
reason.
Yeah, okay, he's got the eyeliner on, but he's in the little pagoda boy outfit.
It could be, yeah.
It was some kind of, like, the silk Ching Chang Chong blouse.
I mean, it was some, like, weird waiter get-up.
I gotta see that again. Kinda. That's one of those movies you don't watch unless you're with the girl you're trying to impress.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay. I wouldn't watch it more than once.
Alone, no. It's one of those things that kind of falls under...
chick flick.
Yeah, like...
It's still got some good funnies, though.
Yeah, it's like a slight panty peeler that you can suffer through.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying...
Kind of like Juno.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Juno. The only kind of creepy thing about Juno might be the ages of the kids involved, but I think Juno still works just fine.
What?
Well, because it's like high schooler kids screwing and dropping their, like, little... Like, the scene where Juno's dropping her underwear at the beginning creeps the S out of me, man.
How old is she in real life?
Like 20 or something, or 19.
She's not attractive.
Not in the least.
Well, I mean, she's cute. I
don't even find
hot.
Her cute, man.
Like, in real life, you know, I'd date her.
I mean, if she were cool, I guess. Because, like, as long as you're fit
and
you're a cool person and you're not, you know, disgusting in the lid,
right.
You're in the ballpark. Yeah. I mean, it's... For dating and actually having someone around, it's very much personality. You know,
yeah,
like,
that's true.
To me, it's just like, it's a binary. You know, it's like, you're either a zero or a one, and if your looks earn you a one, then, yeah, screw it. If your personality works too, we're cool.
Right.
But, yeah, I'm finding myself going more and more for the thinner frames, just because, like, the thicker meat, it hurts in the bed sometimes. It's not good. It limits your positions, especially me. Because
cuts,
like,
off your circulation.
Yeah. Well, for me especially, man, because, like, I lift enough where people, they kind of think, you know, like.
Sorry, bitch. I went to the gym once today.
Yeah, it kind of gets into that realm, man. It's like, you know, especially if I got the arms and stuff, they're like, oh, you're going to throw me around. And I'm like,
no, today's chest and back day.
Yeah, exactly.
You'll have to wait until tomorrow.
Like, I'm sorry, fatty. I did hang clean. I can only do, you know, I only got 6 reps in me. You can only do so much. The tiny chicks, yeah, you can do the acrobatic crap and throw them around still. But,
hold
like,
them up.
A big, I mean, you know, it's like this. I should have a graph on my wall where, you know, like the heart rate chart they have on a treadmill.
Yeah.
It should just be like woman's
skinny chick to fat chick.
Yeah. And progressively showing how my repertoire of moves decreases with your weight until we hit the very top. And it's just good old missionary. That's all you're getting out of me, honey. You're not getting on top so I can get my legs popped out. I can walk like good old Tommy Gavin. I ran into Tom Gavin the other day.
Really?
In the
station.
Is he
in a wheelchair?
No, but he's got a weird gait.
Oh, does he have, like, the retarded people's crutch?
No, just, like, an odd, like, he rode horses his whole childhood type of gait.
Oh, bow-legged.
Bow-legged. There we go. Yeah.
So good, he's old, got the old Forrest Gump.
Good old
complexion.
Tom. Yeah, I almost felt like a stalker with Tom, because, like, it was obviously Tom. You hear the voice for 2 seconds. It's like, oh, it's Tommy G.
Right.
I was like, hey, what's up, Tom? He's like, who are you? And I'm like, you've called my show before. I know you're from Don and Mike. Yeah, I didn't get watch it, but other people didn't.
Leave me alone.
No, it's just Tommy, and he's like dicking off on his phone. And then like he's kind of screaming and bad-mouthing the phone at one point.
Nice.
So that was pretty good.
When is the show on here?
God, Tom. Tom is like maybe he's during the week if he's still in the same slot. Because I remember I called him after school one time. He's during Don and Mike. I'm pretty sure he's like during a Don and Mike shift, like a Tuesday or Thursday, 5 to 7.
Right.
Somewhere in there. I remember calling when I was a kid and requesting Pantera. And I was so proud. He was like, you like Pantera, buddy?
Oh, that's right, because he plays metal and stuff.
Oh, he's like a headbanger.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I forgot that, because I saw that on our website. It said, like, metal for his show. It's like, no S.
Yeah. No, I don't know if it's been updated, because, like, Tommy's got to be in the 40s.
Oh,
close
really?
Close to 50.
I thought it was, like, 70.
No.
Oh, okay.
Critical eye on Will.
I've never seen him.
Oh, you've never seen Tom?
I'm just imagining him from The Voice.
Imagine...
I'm imagining he looks like the guy on the cover of Led Zeppelin 4.
The wizard?
Like the guy hunched over in the derby hat with the cane.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to remember the cover.
He's carrying the bundle of
sticks on his back. Yeah. But yeah,
white beard.
To use the proper terminology.
No, I'm not gay.
Hold on. Tom looks like if Drew Carey went gray... And right. just shaved his head right. and aged about 15 years.
Oh, so he looks like he broke out of a house, halfway house.
The password is handsome. Password is handsome.
What?
There's some real screaming out there. Wow. It's not Tommy Monster, though. It's
Big Trouble in Little India.
Yeah, man. Wow. Actually, one of the broads out there was like way fine. One of the terrorists?
Yeah, that's what I thought. Let me go to take a better look.
Yeah,
now that we're on the air.
Yeah, pop on out and take a look. For the audience at home, Will has popped off the microphone and he is at the studio door. I thought he was actually going to exit to take a look.
Were you talking about the one who was sitting down?
There was one who was like 5'3", had a really good rack cola, kind of a flat ass, but tan.
There's one okay one now out there.
Really? What's his name?
Zinged.
Ba-dun-ding.
It looks like they're having a... animated discussion over a giant bowl of hummus.
Really?
And falafel.
Which monument to bomb this which monument to bomb this Labor Day? Or no, it's Memorial Day.
Oh. No, I was gonna say Mother's
Memorial
Day.
Memorial Day's
Sunday.
Coming up. God, what are we doing for that?
I don't know. Mom's probably listening right now.
Oh, son of a bitch, you're right.
Listening, judging.
I shouldn't have gone that far. Are we gonna do the typical 2 AM CBS special?
I don't know. I was thinking maybe like dinner later tonight, since work tomorrow and everything will be busy. But
okay, let's do dinner.
Although I actually could do like brunch. I don't know. Anything before 4.
I'm down for whatever, dude.
That'd probably be busy too.
Does the gym close today? 8?
8.
Olympus?
So, I mean, I could go to dinner like 9.
We got a call.
Mommy dearest.
It's Maria.
I don't like people playing on my phone.
Da-da-da-da. All the settings on. Turn on. Broadcast on. There we go. And yeah. Hello? That would be a fan giving us the sleep sound. Maybe.
Mother effer, call back. Come down to the station.
Are we threatening at this point?
Yes. Or at least call back and explain yourself.
We're just going to get the other Z sound effect. You know it. It'll just be someone calling back and doing two Z's at this point.
Mm.
Probably one
That's
of my
the
friends.
The first rag we've gotten.
The first time we've been razzed.
Yeah.
I don't like people playing on my phone.
Very insulting. I'm upset now.
I'm hurt. Yeah, this was my cone of confidence. This is where I felt like a big man behind the mic.
Oh, well.
Now I am a nothing.
That's why. Extend the invitation for them to come down.
Yeah, let's have an on-air fight. Let's do like the
Insane Clown Posse.
The old glam rockers where they challenge each other to boxing matches. Two 90-pound white guys.
When was that?
10 pounds of hair. That was the big one. Was Vince Neil and Axl Rose.
Oh, yeah. Like, did that ever happen?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Vince got huge and Axl just disappeared and then had plastic surgery.
Vince had a boxing match with a foot-long sub.
The sub won.
many times.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God.
And I think the best is that sex tape of him and Janine where he's just like flopping on the bed.
There's
like
nothing more gross than that sex tape. Jesus Christ. Like, at least, like, if you're a rocker, be all strung out skinny and like heroin bony and stuff. He's just jumping up and down, yeah, with like his ween flopping and like this big gut, beer gut. Yeah, and I don't know about you, man. Janine, like, back in the day was one of my favorites. Like,
I think she's pretty hot.
She might have been one of my all-time favorite porn stars. I kind of like the snarky krautwoman face. Like, if I'm going to go for a blonde, I kind of, I don't know. Everyone says I dig a mannish jaw a little bit. She kind of has the...
No, I usually like chicks who look, like, pretty tough. I don't know why.
Yeah, me too. I don't like a wimpy broad. Like, yeah. I like a chick that seems
looks
like
a man, but isn't.
Okay, not that far, pal, but, you know. Like a little toughness.
I said I am not gay.
Like, I dig the bi chicks who are like more lesbian than bi. Like, they're kind of tatted and pierced up.
So I don't really like that.
I got a few on my resume of that type.
Me too. I don't really dig it.
Really?
Yeah, more just like chicks with the kind of like big jaws and sort of like sharp noses or whatever.
Yeah.
Or biggish noses.
Oh, wow. So we both have... Well, no, you really like an effed up schnoz. You like it well beyond me.
Like, yeah, I mean, not like ridiculous. I'm trying to think, like...
Not like Blossom,
but...
Yeah, okay, I'll give you that. You draw the line at Blossom, but...
just barely.
Exactly. Like, a lot of, like, Persian meat and stuff. Like, I'm trying to remember, there was one episode of Stern... where there's three dumb C's who come on the air to get tickets for a K-Rock concert.
Can't remember.
It's four dumb C's. It was a hot brunette, average-looking blonde, hot black broad, and then there's this one, like, Arab with a huge effing beak. And I was like, we were watching it together, and I'm like, within 5 seconds, Will's going to turn to me and be like, that chick's fine. It was like 3 seconds later.
Oh, yeah.
The quagmire.
No, I don't remember that.
It was, and I was just like, yeah, you can dig more of a beak than me. I'm not big on that. I like a chin, though, kind of. A little bit. Like Angie Harmon.
Well, usually not both. It's got to be one or the other.
Yeah, and I'll fall under the chin cam. Yeah. Just because I got the Simpsons chin.
I don't know who the hell Angie Harmon is.
Angie
Harmon,
she was like on Law and Order. I knew her, or was it, yeah, Law and Order. One of the first Law and Orders, the one with Belzer.
Yeah, I think you've tried explaining this to me before.
Yeah.
She's blonde.
No, she's a brunette. She's half Greek, half German. It's good eats. And the show was always, every weekend when I was little, I'd go over to Stefan's every Friday night.
Right.
And I'd sleep over and, you know, a bunch of us would get high. Like, that was just what we did every Friday.
Right.
Like clockwork. His parents always watched Law & Order. Mom would always want to drop me off before she got tired.
Right.
And so I was there 8 p.m.-ish every night, every Friday night.
See the bells.
Well, what?
To see the bells.
See the bells.
Belzer.
Oh, God. Bells. Munch was his name on the show. To see Detective Munch. But yeah, good old bells. Dirty, dirty bells. I would see Law & Order every week. And I was like, who is that piece? And it was Angie Hunt. Here, we can punch her up because she got a new show. Now that she's, what kind of kills my boner, she's way conservative. And, like, goes on about how she's, you know, like, into Bush or crap or, like, has at least done stuff for Bush.
Like Elizabeth Hasselbeck or whatever?
Yeah. Oh, I don't think she's that bad, but she's getting there. I mean, she really, it's a contest to see how long you keep it up without really thinking about what you're putting it in. You know what I mean?
Hate anyone who's Republican. I don't care how hot they are. Like that C from The Hills.
The Hills? Which one?
Heidi Montag.
She's Republican?
Yeah. No, because she made news because she's like, oh, I like John McCain. And I was like, oh, that's such a great
endorsement. I mean, I guess
if you're
a rich white person,
yeah,
like an Aryan white person, you should
like
be Republican. Like,
yeah,
by law.
No, like, yeah, it seems like typical. But she, I think, is hot as hell.
Got effed up schnoz. Effed up schnoz. What do you think of Paris Hilton?
I actually think she's hot, much as I hate her.
Effed up schnoz. Here, come here. This is Angie Harmon. Come on to my side of things. Don't tell me she looks like Mom.
No, it looks like Tina Fey.
Hotter.
Cindy Crawford.
Hotter than Tina Fey.
No, it looks a lot like Tina Fey.
All right, I guess it's the Greekness then.
Yeah.
But, yeah, oh, here she is in glasses. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Although she definitely got the Greek woman eyebrows in this one.
No, she's a butt chin there.
Butt chin? Yeah, yeah. A little bit of the, you know, bruise you while you're getting head. But speed bag your nuts unintentionally. yeah, but I dig that kind of... It's, you know who else has it, man?
Jessica Simpson.
Thank you. Yeah, she got a bit of the man jaw, the Schwarzenegger. Yeah,
she's hot, though.
Jessica Simpson?
Yeah.
No, banging body. Body like I don't know what.
Brick ass house.
I don't know if she falls on her brick ass house.
I just like that expression.
Oh, it's the best, man. That, God, what was it? The Commodore song used to actually have the S in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but they had to take it out, of course. Labels, like, you know.
Listen. No, but the real version has it?
I don't think there was ever a recorded version. Oh, okay. It was intended to be that way. Just yeah, like Casey and the Sunshine Band, uh-huh. That's the way I like it. The Yeah. That was supposed to really be like sounding like someone's getting the S pounded out of them.
Uh-oh.
Like, you know, that right. Kind of stuff. But the label is like, Casey, you faggot, you're gonna release us a clean version.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
I remember Dennis Leary used Casey and the Sunshine Band as proof that the 70s in its entirety sucked. Just hated it. Hated on him.
No, man, I think nothing's worse than that current decade. Even the 90s seems cool by, like, in
90s still has some soul, man. This is just a weird limbo of a decade. Yeah, I don't know how else to categorize
nothing.
It. Yeah.
And most people say that, like, I was reading some interview with Vinnie Paul, and he was saying the same thing regard to music.
You really have to kind of, the way the human brain works, you have to be removed from something.
Right, I mean, that's true. But then, when people look back on this decade.
Yeah, your brain then puts it into a narrative form. That's why, you know, you ever wonder why the quote-unquote word of God, the Bible, follows just such a normal story arc that any other story would have. You know what I mean?
Because it's made up.
The hell you say? Written by man, what? But, yeah. Yeah, the human brain can only do so much. That's why all of our art is pretty similar. We like little permutations on the same thing.
Yeah, know? But it's like now, especially with at least music in general, it's just ripping off to...
It's getting derivative to, like, the nth degree.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's not even, like, being influenced. It's just straight-up thievery.
Yeah, and... That might be because business is getting tougher for them, the business models, and so they have to go safer and safer. And
no, I'm sure, yeah, it's like kind of a chicken and the egg, you know. I bet it's probably, I mean, there's people out there doing different things. It's just record labels don't want to take a chance.
No, not at all. I mean, they want to go. I think the cheesiest thing to me ever was when System of a Down got big, and what was it, maybe a couple months later, you saw, who the
Apex
hell was it?
Apex
Theory, another band of Armenians.
No, yeah, there's a bunch of those. God, I can't remember.
I mean, that was like getting 98 degrees after, you know.
Yeah. No, it was like, yeah, for Slipknot, there's Mushroom Head. You know, Mushroom Head, I think, was out first, but...
But then they got sufficient label pull behind them.
Yeah, no, then after. They got signed. Like, some other major labels like, oh...
Major labia?
Major labels like, oh, we need a band who wears masks. Let's dig one up.
Yeah, exactly. Let's get some Fruity Kiss act. Whatever happened to Slipknot, by the way? Have they disintegrated? Or
I guess. They haven't released an album since that Subliminal Verses. What I think that was 2003.
SE business model. Like, let's get into a genre that generates an okay living for you, but nothing amazing. And then we'll have 9 guys in the band to split the cash between.
Well, especially, like, most of them don't even do anything.
There's like, so many redundant pieces in it.
They have
like
a separate guy doing samples and
2 percussionists. DJ
who don't like play percussion in every song.
Yeah.
But no, there's one guy to do samples and one guy...
There's one
DJ
guy who just handles the triangle.
And what else? I guess those are like the 4 expendable ones because the rest is just like 2 guitars, bass, drums, vocals.
Yeah, I mean that's your core band of 5 in the metal world,
and that's pretty much like, yeah, because they're like more straightforward now. It's like the only ones who do anything.
And you think they're ever gonna cut those pieces of those hemorrhoids off their ass?
Who knows? I know they like they all kind of like do like side projects or whatever.
Yeah. The one ugly bastard singer was what, Stone Sour?
Yeah, him and one of the guitarists.
Oh god. And revealing their true
white trash roots.
Yeah, their true S-core.
No, they're definitely all just fat white trash
they're
under
disgusting.
There.
Disgusting. Where are they from? Des Moines.
Yep.
God. The toilet of a city. Okay, I'm looking over to your...
Strong men also cry.
Just playing the sound bites I have dumped on your system. I didn't bitch much on the air about it, but my new laptop blew up a few weeks ago. And Will's been nice enough to loan me his. It should be... you should be safe after today. It should be arriving Monday.
Oh, well.
Which I'm really...
Are they charging you anything? Or?
No, it's under warranty. I'm just kind of scared because when it went in, there were... You know, I got an Asian friend by the name of Young. She's on the petite side, shall we say. Just the fact her name is pronounced Young. Yeah, gets you in trouble right there. But she looks young, too. You know, she's... I don't think I'm going out on a limb when I say an A cup.
Maybe negative A.
Maybe an ah-ah. A double alpha?
Yeah, there are double A's.
Oh, yeah, below A. Well, it's not like an A+.
A zero cup.
I don't think they make zero. I think...
No, double A probably is the lowest you can sink.
Yeah, it goes double alpha and then A, B, C, D, and then we get the double deuce after that.
Yeah, and then there's like weird like E, F, G.
I don't think I've ever been with anything... I've been with a string of D's before, like multiple D's.
Triple D.
Might have been, I might have had a triple D on the resume. I might. You know, it was.
Well, like Serena saying she's like a G cup or something. I was like, what the F?
Yeah, that's when it's kind of, it comes time to just be like, look, get them things measured.
Yeah.
And get them measured professionally. Don't just estimate it.
Right.
You know, don't say, I'm a W. F you. I'm a 48 W.
A double Z.
Well, because it took me, it's like, it's a really simple system, dude. You measure around the ribs.
Right, that's the number, like 32 or 36.
Yeah.
Like how big your torso is.
Yeah, it's something like that. And then for cup size, you know, I mean, if I did it, it would just be, you'd use your hands. But it's either inches off the chest or maybe.
I think maybe just try on, see what fits. I don't know.
Or it's something like you put the band around the
base,
the big part, and subtract it from the little part. I think that's it.
No, I think cup is just like diameter, and then the number is actually like all the way around, like from the nipple.
No. I can tell you that much. The band is under the T.
Okay, so it's just like how skinny,
what your band size is, right. Exactly. Like if you're a petite chick, you're going to be a 32.
That's true because I know some chicks are like 32D.
Exactly. Right. Where? What's her number? Yeah. So I think you put the band around the nips, and you get your like maybe the 40, and then if you subtract 40 from
34,
yeah, like let's say our woman had a 34 around the ribs, so we got a 6-inch difference. She might be like the next Mrs. Papa Giorgio, dadgummit. But I think that determines her as like a double D or some crap. I don't know.
I don't know, because then, like, I mean, you could have, like, ones that came out, like the torpedoes, like Samantha Fox.
Those Coney boobs?
So, yeah, so they're, like, relatively narrow, I guess, but they protrude really far.
The torpedoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm thinking, like, cup size is mostly, like, how round they are, like circumference.
I'm not calling mom to get to the bottom of this one.
Strong men also cry.
After that, I'm trying to. God, who's it? Tracy Lords.
Yeah.
Not that I recently saw her under 18 fair or anything. For those unaware of the tale of Tracy Lords, go to your friend Wikipedia. I am not going to go into that one on this. But, yeah, she had the same kind of judders. They look like they grew up in a 1950s bra.
Yeah, like the kind of old school disgusting Playboy body.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know who was guilty of them too? Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Much as you still do
gross.
It. I mean,
by
still...
today's standards.
Well, what do you mean by gross? The boob shape, the body, or what?
All of it, yeah. And like the fat stomach, like the Zoftig look.
Yeah, she's a little soft through the midsection.
Big thighs, yeah.
Well, I can dig big thighs and a big ass, like an ass you could rest a meal on, you know. But I don't like a sloppy tummy.
But yeah, all of
that one's a little gross. Like, I've had moments where you kind of, let's just say, you visit a toll booth and you leave the change, you throw the change into the toll booth, and the toll booth is filled with teeth in this particular instance, and it runs down. Have you ever, like, watched it run down, and it hits, like, if they're just kind of sitting Indian style, and the gut has all sausaged up?
Oh, that's enough.
Yeah. That'll take the lead out of your pencil, brother. It just ain't pretty. But, God, where were we? Oh, yeah.
I'm sure part of it was just because back then no one wore, like, clothes that revealed their midriffs or whatever, so, you know, no one cared.
I think, well, a lot of it, too, is they say, like, when gay dudes really got into the fashion circles, like, openly.
Oh, that's when they, like, made women get, like, ass skinny.
Exactly. Because the whole...
they gave them the AIDS.
Yes, because they gave every model AIDS. No,
drink
just because...
Drink I mean... my diabetic blood. I don't want to.
Why is that making me laugh?
Because it's funny. Oh, that's gross. You're gross.
I am not gay.
But yeah, when the fashion industry was...
I said I am not gay.
...kind of taken over openly by the gay dudes, they're into
the
very...
The Mesozoic era. Yeah.
When the gay cavemen took over and made the Stegosaurus gay.
Paleolithic era.
What the hell?
Leopard print thongs.
This is in this year. Oh my god. Here's your mammoth tusk dill. Pleasure yourself, honey.
Doesn't take a Sherlock Holmes to guess who is the pitcher and who is the catcher with Barney and Fred.
Oh god.
Poor Barney.
Poor Barney. She spun Barney like a damn top, and you know it. Oh, and Yogi. There was always a bitch and butch relationship on all this Hanna-Barbera's. Because, like, Yogi
and
Boo Boo.
You're right.
Like, you know, Boo Boo's, like, mouth is, like, junk level.
Twink. Like, Yogi's a power bottom.
Oh, God.
Power top.
Yeah, man. He would just pick up. Yeah.
Yogi was pure top.
Oh, my God. He would pick it up like a football and bang it out, probably. I'm trying to... God, what other gay cartoons were there?
Grape Ape.
Grape Ape just banged everyone in the Hanna-Barbera universe.
With his purple Barney junk.
Had his way. And you had Snidely Whiplash with Muttley.
I remember... Are those the dogs?
He was,
aren't they... Don't they have, like, lisps?
Snidely, I think, did. Hold on. I'm going to YouTube Snidely Whiplash real fast. Hopefully there's not some clip with him dropping the F-bomb on air, but if so...
I want to bang you, then have some etouffee, snarf. Now we're just throwing everything.
Yeah, there are all
together.
Kinds of... Okay, there's Dudley Do-Right. Listen to these gay names.
I was so gay.
Dudley Do-Right, the feisty Inspector Fenwick. God, hold on. Snidely Whiplash. Maybe I can get a better hit if I type it correctly. Snydley? Really? That doesn't seem right. Nah, Snidely Whiplash. There's some crappy band called Snidely Whiplash. You bastards.
I'm sure they're emo, too.
Of course.
Let's take a pop culture reference and use it ironically, like Save Ferris or Evergreen Terrace. Or Fallout Boy.
Well, it's in the paper, it must be true. Snidely Whiplash found to be Dudley Do-Right's younger brother.
No kidding.
Dudley Do-Right, get in here.
Oh, yes, sir, Inspector. And
wow, Dudley Do-Right takes it in the pooper. Just
later,
listen to him.
Dudley, I want to talk
look,
about
come over here. They have noses like penises.
So sneaky, deceitful, and downright rotten that it disgusts me.
And he's got a chin like a nutsack.
Name. Oh, Jesus
you know
Christ.
Who that man is, Do-Right? Is it Sandy Simpson who runs that shady ice cream parlor? I saw him
look at that ball chin. Peter Griffin would be envious
Simpson.
Of that thing.
It's Snidely Whiplash.
Snidely Whiplash.
All right. Minute there. Emotionally. You'll have to stay indoors for a week. And no,
where
Winnie the Pooh.
Where's the blonde? Is the catcher there?
Grape Ape intro.
Grape
Ape. Grape
Ape. Well, I mean, those dudes are obviously effed up on ass.
Yeah, oh yeah, there's a bunch of pink elephants he was just tangling with. He's about to jump ass first onto a dog. Use him like a suppository. I didn't remember he had a dog. Oh my god. Okay, that's enough.
I forgot it was that deep. That's funny. Grape Ape.
Grape Ape. Voiced by a brother, no doubt. One would hope, at least.
The janitor of the cartoon studio.
Darkness, everybody!
Get in here, we need you. Grape Ape. Grape Ape. Now that would be a cartoon
character. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's one for FX.
But, no, I mean, I think all those guys are just, like, effed up, you know, like, against the system. Yeah, like, hippies, so, like, let's see how much, like, effed up ass we can sneak into, like, kiddie cartoons.
Subvert the system, man.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that kind of mentality.
Warp the generation after us, and, well, here you and I are.
Yeah, completely warped. Proof. Yeah, turning out this way. But, yeah, back to what I was sweating bullets about, man. There's a ton of
the
pictures.
Kiddie porn on your computer.
Well, it's not real kiddie porn.
It just looks like it.
Yes, it would be an undressed, rather petite lass of 22.
Asian. This doesn't help.
No, it sounds like a trip to Bangkok, except it's a chick. But, yeah, like, all over the desktop.
Oh, so now you're, like, in a directory.
No.
Oh, that's funny.
Just real lazy. You know, you get to a certain age, it's your computer. Where are you hiding it from?
You want to get your computer, like, back with a sticker inspected by the FBI?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of worried in general because they said 7 to 10 days for the repairs to be done. These were done in literally one.
What was done in literally one?
The repairs. Like, you send in your box
right.
with the laptop.
Oh.
My hard drive failed, so I had no chance to scour anything.
Oh, so you're saying it got done extremely quickly?
Oh, yeah. Literally 24-hour turnaround.
Take your perfect computer and get out of here.
Yeah. It reminds me of the Gary Glitter story where his computer died and they took it to, you know, he took it to Best Buy. It's just like naked little boys left and right all over it.
Oh, is that how he got busted?
Yeah. He just took it to Best Buy. I was like, oh, fix my RAM. And they're like, there's good little idea. Dudes sucking each other off. Gary, Rock and Roll Part 2. Hey. Yeah. So that's how Gary went down.
Wow.
But yeah, my hard drive just crapped. And if they went through the archives, I could be having to present some photo IDs to some people to keep Papa John out of the prison.
No, either way.
Before
safe.
People are taking pictures of me. But yeah, Tony gave me some friendly advice. He's like, they need a special kind of warrant to come in your house. So if they're at the doorstep and asking you to come out to pick up the package, refuse. Gee, thanks. Because I know I do have to sign for it on pickup. So what am I going to do? Just shove my hand through? They could handcuff it.
Have someone else do it.
Yeah, get Rich Leo. To pretend he's me. Yeah, Leo. They handcuff his ass. But, yeah, so that would
you're
be
going
funny.
Down, black man.
That's what you get for not vacuuming. But, yeah, and I think the same day I got that email, I was dicking around on CNN.com because it beats doing anything productive. And the headline, alleged pedophile, was Beloved Santa.
I saw that. I thought it was an Onion article.
And, of course, first of all, the picture, priceless. Come over here. I mean, if this guy doesn't look...
Yeah. Everybody's grandpa.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, just kind of like a creepy. They
fat,
managed to get the
older 60s, 50s white guy.
Oh, another phone call. I can't wait. The highlight of the show.
Pick it up.
I don't like people playing on my phone.
Da 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 da. Hello.
Who are you?
Is this James Lee?
S. Stain. Oh my god.
It's maybe Reynolds hung over at the house. No, he would just be watching TV.
I don't know.
I know who it is.
Who?
It's Allison.
You think?
I gave her the number earlier today. It's got to be Allison.
effing C.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Oh, my God. Applause. There's no way she's listening, though, so she's just randomly calling in and doing that.
I don't know. She sent a postcard.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like her. It could be.
I wouldn't put it past her. She said she looked very bad after going to the salon today, and I told her to come on in because she's pretty enough for radio.
Oh.
Such a great line. That's one of the great disses of all time. You're too ugly for radio.
Anyway, back to pedophile Santa.
Back to Ped Santa. I just want to read this on air. Maybe
confuse the whatever S thing that is, derail the show.
What? Yeah, I don't care. It made me laugh. You thin-skinned bastard.
I am.
You sensitive flower.
Sensitive.
Oh, I know. We both are. We're both pussies at heart. I think that's why we're such a C.
Well, no, that's why I like to fight.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to back it up.
Yeah. I'll fight if pushed to it.
That's enough for me.
I've thrown around a woman or two. You know,
I don't take any ass.
But, okay. Mount Laurel, New Jersey. So glad that he's in Jersey.
Jersey.
The Dirty Jers. A computer file called Ty-LUV, Ty Love, seized in Norway and packed with child pornography, had frustrated Interpol investigators for more than 2 years. A middle-aged, stocky white man, gray-haired and bespectacled, does nothing to conceal his identity in the photos, as he sexually abuses boys who may have been as young as six.
Wow.
BKK luggage tag in the background indicated he was in Thailand. Hold on.
Bangkok.
Let me slow down. Do this like in the Buzz Burbank radio news voice.
That's the code kind of funny is, that they just recognize it from the airport code.
The code is that of a Bangkok airport.
Yep.
But the International Police Agency had no idea who the man was until he appealed.
How about any single white guy going flying
to Bangkok,
into Bangkok?
Not for good
reason. Yeah, how about you just not let them in?
At worst, it's to bang female hookers who are of age, or at best.
Or like 14, which I guess in Bangkok is of age.
Yeah, Bangkok, that's an old maid.
Over the hill.
Yeah, you haven't been traded for a monkey skull yet at 14?
Puberty's a sign. You're past your prime.
Wayne Nelson Corliss, an actor and comedy writer.
Ah!
My goals in life, pretty much. Who sometimes played Santa and painted faces at parties, was arrested.
I bet he did. Santa's own special whitewash.
God. I think I know this man, one of the informants wrote, according to Interpol's Secretary General Ronald Noble.
He painted my daughter's face.
He's a good man, and I'm shocked. But, neighbors and colleagues know Corliss, who acted under the stage name Casey Wayne, as a witty man. A witty man who liked
Casey
to write.
Casey Wayne.
And eschewed 9-to-5 jobs in favor of acting and entertainment gigs. He's living my life, minus touching boys, man. My dream life. Not working 9-to-5, member of a Screen Actors Guild.
Touching little boys' buttholes.
Touching little boys' buttholes.
Everything you could want.
Yeah, except the getting caught part there, I said it. But, let's see. I'm fast-forwarding, so you don't have to get the...
Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, we don't want to hear the boring part where people screwed him over and ratted him out.
I don't know. I'd kind of like to know how Casey whatever went down. Casey Wayne.
Casey Wayne? Well, they pretty much appealed to some network of, you know...
Oh, okay. And so it wasn't like his friends brought him down?
Nah. According to ICE, Corliss traveled extensively in Asia, including making apparent trips to Thailand in 2000 and 2002. God, there's one great quote he had in this. I have to look it up.
They don't want it. Why they look so effing sexy?
He's a very amiable man, a great sense of wittiness. He seemed very stable, always paid his rent. And there's one he says that's just the creepiest. Hold on.
Did he threaten to molest the judge during his trial?
No, they arrested him. I'm not going to pick up caller who's doing the Z's on the phone.
Do
you
it again. Blow me.
You want to?
Oh, yeah, because we'll say Allison.
So I can get you riled up, Will?
Yeah. Allison? Allison! Allison! God damn it.
I don't think it's her. She's in... Maybe. No. She's in front of a PC broadcasting it. It could be Carmen, too. I wouldn't pass Carmen.
It's definitely a woman.
Yeah.
No man. Ugh.
Oh, well.
Be allowed to do that.
Oh, well. It's, I guess the end of our shift.
Stryker. All right.
Squire.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, Squire has entered, and we were looking to get on with our Saturday.
Well, did you find the pedophile Santa quote or no?
No. We'll do that another day.
Maybe. With another pedophile Santa.
Exactly. All right. Take
There'll
care, Will.
Be more.
Thank you. Thanks to the audience. Thanks to the Phantom caller.
Yep.
And we will take it out of here. Later.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
Oh, I'm not saying he's gay. I'm just saying I hope he has a good lover. Because he's going to need a lot of sex with a man to help him through this crisis. Good luck, dick. Give your-